It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Transformers 1, an animated prequel that tells the story of how Optimus Prime and Megatron became sworn enemies. Back then, they never had the cogs to transform. Instead, they were mining bots looking for special minerals for their planet. Chris Hemsworth is the voice of Optimus Prime, who used to be called Orion Pax and had big dreams, while Brian Tyree Henry is Megatron, who used to be known as D-16 and had cynicism. Their planet, known as Cybertron, is looking for a rare artifact, the Matrix of Leadership, that could save everyone, and when they discover a message from the planet that may have it, they're both joined by their no-nonsense co-worker Alita One, voiced by Scarlett Johansson, and the chatterbox comic relief character Bee, voiced by Keegan-Michael Key, who will later be known as Bumblebee. As they discover the truth about their society, the friendship between Orion and D-16 deteriorates drastically, so what starts off as bright and colorful ends up becoming dark and committed to the story. Transformers 1 was directed by Josh Cooley, who also made Toy Story 4, and its producing team still consists of Michael Bay, Don Murphy, and Steven Spielberg. I still don't understand all the talk about the Autobots and the Decepticons and how their world functions, but I still admire how visually stunning their worlds are. It looks better in animation than in live action, and I admire the risks it takes for a PG film. Underneath its candy-coated exterior is a sharp and emotional challenge regarding the two main bots and their directions, and it's a lot of fun. 3 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming up next, Aubrey Plaza gives her younger self some advice in my old ass. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.